at this current moment, harmony is experiencing a transition and we're going towards harmony 3.0.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Q&A showdown, where I touch different topics from life insurance, real estate, business, entrepreneurship, and much more. And I have guest appearances by professionals from different industries who share their knowledge and expertise. And today it's all about doing your thing, being your own boss. And I have a special guest today. It's someone that I met online on LinkedIn. I've been following her for a while and I like what she's doing. So I decided to bring her on the show and she said yes. And she has her own company and what she's doing is very interesting. So Mariana, please tell everybody who you are, what your company is all about, and what services do you offer?
That's amazing. First of all, Richard, thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here. And to keep it very short and sweet, my name is Mariana Tudor. I'm the founder of a B2B company called Harmony. And what we do is we help employees increase in performance by teaching them how to organize their physical and digital workspace. At this current moment, Harmony is experiencing a transition and we're going towards Harmony 3.0. Because as the company shifts and grows and morphs into what it's supposed to be, it is influenced by the owner, aka me. And I'm shifting and I'm growing and I'm evolving. And I'm noticing now more than ever, there's a big shift and a big need as well in companies to retain the current employees they have because they're having a lot of difficulties with hiring people. So yes, we do. We teach employees how to perform better, but we're also in this transition period. I just want to let you guys know that we're also helping companies develop a strong bond with their employees. So at the moment, we are developing a new online product / digital. I like to call it counseling, even though it's not counseling, but we just provide the ability for employees to be able to really speak up and share what they really want from the company so that the CEOs can get a real idea of what's happening behind the scenes and how they can develop and nurture the relationships they currently have with their employees. So in a nutshell, this is what I currently do and this is who I am.
Okay. And what made you want to start this company?
I launched a company about 10 months ago because that's a very good question, because if I have to cut 2 years back, I'm just going to let you know, I was really not happy. I was miserable, but I was working a 9-to-5. And I just always knew within me that I had the capacity to run and operate a business and that it was going to provide me with the freedom I truly desired and the challenge that I really wanted for myself. Fast forward 2 years ago, which is 10 months ago from today, I launched a company with the help of a business coach because I wanted to make a difference in the world and I wanted to be able to make a difference in my own life and live the life that I truly wanted.
What challenges did you face while building your business?
The biggest challenge that I faced, I would say, is to choose one path and stick to it. And the reason why I'm saying this, and I'm sure a lot of people can relate to it, especially as entrepreneurs, is because we're constantly changing. So you're going to launch a business and it's going to transition. It's going to morph into what it's supposed to be. So the challenge is not resisting the urge to want to morph it and have it become what it's supposed to be and stick to one thing. So instead of sticking to one thing, what I'm trying to say is don't resist the urge, go for it. As you transform, as you grow, as you evolve, so will your company. And that's what makes it uniquely yours. So that was my biggest challenge. Yeah.
So you don't have other business ventures. You're just focusing on that now?
Yes and no. So when I first launched, I basically started a movement called Be a Voice, Not an Echo. And as I launched, because I had this idea, okay, if I grow a business, right, I can live the life that I want, I can be financially independent. And then when I have money, I'll be able to fund my purpose. I'll be able to fund making a difference in people's lives. But as I stopped resisting, right, the urge to morph and to change and to follow really what my business is supposed to be, I started realizing that I can merge both. I can have a business and have my purpose. And so that is why Harmony 3.0 was created. Harmony 3.0, now I have the ability to be able to be the voice for these employees to speak up. So I have both in one. So, yeah.
Did you have support when you started?
I would like to say no, but when I think of it, I did. I might not have had, you know, investors or people like that, but I did have a lot of people who genuinely believed in me, including my family, from the get-go, even though not all of them had businesses, not all of them grew up with a business mindset. They really allowed me to fully express myself and they believed in me. So I did have the support of my friends and my family, definitely.
What's next for you now in the future, you and your company?
I'm trying to make sure that there's no blockages between me and my purpose. So my next phase is definitely keep going in the path of alignment and keep morphing into who I'm supposed to be so that I can make the most impact in the world.
Nice. I like that. What advice would you have for someone who wants to start a business?
If you have the voice inside of you to start a business, it's because you're supposed to start a business. Don't doubt your intuition and do not doubt your higher self. If you see yourself as an entrepreneur, it's because you have all the tools you need to become one. So that is my advice. Follow your path.
Great. Where can we find you on social media, internet, website? Where can we find you?
You can find a lot of my videos and my content on LinkedIn, but if you're not a LinkedIn person, you can also find me on TikTok. I post a lot of spiritual content about, you know, sacred numerology, learning about love languages, etc. You can also find me on Instagram. All you have to do is just type in Mariana Tudor and you'll be able to find me on these platforms.
This is the end of the Q&A showdown. Hope you enjoyed and we'll see you next time.